sorry. No, you're completely fine, yeah. Here, yeah, you drop this. I'm heading to 204 History. Oh, yeah, if you want me to guide you there, I can. It's on the way. Yeah, the campus is really big, so you can lose track easily. I've only been here for a couple of years. Excuse me, sorry. I lived in a town kind of close to here. Yeah, it's like really small. I'm talking small enough to only have like a handful of maybe a handful of doctors, but yeah, we also share a mayor, so yeah, the town was too small, so we didn't get our own. Really? Yeah, I don't know if I look familiar. I'm kind of like everyone else, so. Well, is this your first semester? I'm assuming so. Yeah, great. So, sorry. I really am not good at talking to new people. Well, you're gonna be in the history division, so most of the buildings are around here. If you're a junior, okay, most of the lectures are gonna be held in these two buildings for juniors. And I think the graduates are actually gonna be in with you as well, so. Yeah, it's not a very big college, so there's only a couple of people. Mm-hmm. Well, it's big campus-wise, it's, small faculty-wise. Sorry, that was confusing. Yeah, the town I lived in was, it was really cute, I guess, if you liked that kind of thing, but, I didn't really like the town all that much. It had a lot of history to it that I just didn't like. No, you're fine. You don't have to say sorry for getting into it. I mean, it's a stupid thing to be, touchy over. Yeah, you said you, you said you grew up in a small town like that too? Yeah, what was the name of the town? If you aren't touchy over the subject too. We lived in the same town. Well, maybe not at the same time, but, yeah, that's where I was originally from, so. Oh, you didn't actually stay there? Your parents moved there, and then you kind of just came here, or? Completely understandable. It's a great place, I guess. If you really want to know, I guess I could tell you, but maybe not where everyone can hear me and will further push the narrative of I'm a really weird person. Yeah, I already kind of have that. She sees dead people, kind of. I guess, opinion of me, so. I actually am in charge of the late night library, so if you want to meet there after classes. Here's my number. You want me to put it in your phone? Yeah. I finished my last class at 6:15, so if you want to meet up maybe 6:30 or whenever you're done with class. Yeah, for sure. There shouldn't be anyone else, so it'll be kind of quiet. So down the path right here, and then it's on the right. It's one of the oldest looking buildings here. Yeah, it's the last one to get renovated this year, so. No, it was no trouble at all. Yeah, we were heading in the same direction anyways, so. By the way, your professor is really nice. Just make sure that you turn in everything a day before the actual due date. He's a really big stickler about that, so. Yeah. I guess I'll see you tonight then. Hi, sorry, I was not paying attention. Did you find the library okay? it's nice. I really like it in here. Jumping right into it, I guess. We can go to one of the study rooms. Let me just go ask, I just have to go ask, one of the other girls to watch the front. I'll meet you in the study room. Yeah, it's, 224, right there. Yeah, I'll see you there. Okay, so... You don't know anything about the town, right? Like, nothing at all? And your parents don't know anything either. Okay. Where to really begin? So, how open are you to supernatural? Yeah, just, you know, like how much you believe in all those things. Yeah, no, it's totally normal. I assume you know the town's draw. Is, fall and the winter solstice, correct? Yeah, so, a lot of weird things happen in that town. But the biggest thing is, disappearances. And, it's gonna sound really bad, but, I guess, in a weird way, people tend to, it's not easy to spit it out, but if you want me to, people tend to really change and kind of go crazy when they live there. Well, they used to think that it was the water or something, because the town's water supply isn't exactly the... Yeah, it's not the best. And they thought it was the foliage. They thought it was just... I don't know, sometimes you're in a sleepy town and you kind of get a few screws knocked loose, but... I grew up there for a while, and it's really, yeah, it's different. Well, for example, 10 years ago, a whole family went missing, and then turned up a year later. And they were completely different, changed. People don't even really recognize them anymore. they say they just look different and acted differently. I'm not saying, I'm not saying it's like vampires or werewolves or anything like that. I just wouldn't go out around Halloween there if I were you. I'm not telling you to do anything, but I just don't want you to get hurt, so... You can obviously do whatever you want, but I just have experience from that place. Yeah, there's, if you do go back to visit for fall break, just, if anyone invites you to give a tour of the town or play tour guide or wants to show you all the creepy spots, don't follow them, please. Yeah. We did 1 year, me and my friends. We were newer to town, and we were kind of the quiet kids. I still am. And someone invited us to go out with them on Halloween and show us all the cool spots. We ended up going because, I mean, even the sheriff of the town tells you that. It's really safe town, no crime. I mean, the most that people do is maybe steal a candy bar off the counter or something. But, we went, and yeah, you won't forget what happens. I can't really talk about it, but don't go if you can help it, okay? Yeah, I wouldn't want want you to get hurt. I guess you could say that, but we did go to school together for a year. You probably don't remember it. I wouldn't blame you. You didn't really seem to love the class. Yeah, we were in our class together. No, don't feel bad about it at all. I didn't want you to think a random stranger is Jenna, that you had to conduct your life. Well, we technically still are strangers, but we hung out a little bit. Just not enough, I guess. Well, after the incident happened with my friend group and I, my parents sent me off, get me help or rehabilitation and things. And, I never went back there, so I'm sorry for disappearing on you. I wanted to contact you at some point. I know the day I got sent away, you were planning on asking me to prom with you. Yeah. No, I am sorry. I know you took it hard. Quinn told me. She was friends with one of your mutuals, so. Yeah. Oh, you were planning to go there for fall break. Yeah, just listen to what I told you, please. I mean, if you don't want to, I guess I can't stop you, but just, yeah, just don't follow anyone, even Quinn, even Quinn or anyone we used to know. Yeah, you can stop looking at me like that now. I kind of would prefer if you were staring at me like I'm a crazy person. Yeah. Cause at least with that stare, I know how to handle it. This one, I haven't been acquainted with it as much. I don't know if if that's something you want, then I'm okay with it. We never got to spend prom night together. And it could be to make up for last time. I'm sorry. If I'm making you wait, I just can't go back there. Lean back, please. will be quiet, but I want to find you. Can you hold the mountains, please? I like working here. Oh, fuck. Just move. Yeah, if you're gonna, oh god, yeah, no, just stay right there, please. Yeah, and wait there. Meet me after class tomorrow. I can tell you more spooky stories.